Being tuned in means
Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho. Santa coming to town.
Now she's got it.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning, and you know, for 14 years now, we've been doing this show, and for 14 years, we've been celebrating the arrival of Trans-Siberian Orchestra into Central Virginia, and the last two of the last 3 years, it's been so exciting that not just a road trip to Richmond, but just hop, skip, and a jump over to the John Paul Jones Arena to see them, and joining us is one of my favorites. He's the drummer that has made this move along since the get-go, and we'll see him here in Charlottesville on December 16th is when the show. Tickets are on sale at Live Nation, trans-siberian.com, as well as on ticketmaster.com. Jeff Plate. Jeff, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Charlottesville. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Joe. Thanks.
No. Thank you for being back on the road. You're about a month removed from actually hitting the road, and some of the early shows kick off in about a month, don't you?
Yeah, about 5 weeks. About 3.5 weeks, we'll start rehearsals. We'll get into sorting out this set list, get the production together, and hit the road. Trust me, we're all chomping at the bit. We can't wait.
What was it like that first moment when you all got back together in rehearsal for this and you realized, oh gosh, it's been a year? You know, I know the show went on, to your credit, the band, the whole band's credit, Live Nightcastle, for coming up with a way to do the Christmas show virtually for us in the soundstage, and it was beautifully done. But you know, was it anxious when you guys got together for the first real road show rehearsals in a couple of years?
Well, we haven't actually got together yet. But,
really?
You know, all the conversations have started. You know, obviously I've been doing radio and stuff like that. So once the machine starts rolling, then everything starts getting exciting all over again. But man, you know, you do something year after year after year. You know, we're over 20 years touring this project, and to not do it last year was certainly it was not normal. The live stream was a big success. But being on the road is where we need to be, and everybody's really excited about it.
Well, and of course, if you don't know, if you've never been to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra, it is just an experience. If you're at all my age, it's almost like we're watching all our favorite rock and roll bands grow up. And as I said to my father-in-law the first time I heard Christmas Eve Sarajevo, I said, gee, the electric guitar has finally joined its place in the pantheon of musical instruments, and not to be, that's just that rock and roll stuff anymore. It's an amazing show. But also, a little bit of every ticket sale goes to help local nonprofits. So, you know, feel good about helping, and I think it's the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank this year, and what a tough year it's been for them, Jeff. Is there a part of this, and I asked Joel this a little bit, we're asking our listeners to write their kind of Christmas traditions. What do you do as somebody who's been involved in this since the get-go, 25 years ago, and Christmas Eve and other stories, since Christmas is on the road for you, how do you maintain Christmas for you and your family?
Oh, man. Well, usually it's far enough away that my wife is not able to get to me, or she's with her own family. So, you know, a lot of phone calls, you know, catch up with the family and everybody that day. And I tell you what, my go-to is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. that just, you know, I remember that from my youth. And to me, that was Christmas. I just looked forward to that show every year when I was young. And being on the road and doing this, yeah, sometimes it's a little melancholy to be away from home during Christmas, but just the overall, you know, what we do overall is just amazing. You just mentioned the charity, helping so many people get through a tough time and, you know, hopefully get them back on their feet. Every little bit counts. And then not to mention just the millions of people who have been supporting us. And we've become a tradition for a lot of people in this country. It's very, very cool.
In my family, the Trans-Siberian show is that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer thing. I mean, my son is 27, and he'll call me for the first time in months. we are going to the show, right, Dad? You know, it's all of a sudden he becomes that little 10-year-old again, and he's like, we are going, right, Dad?
So. Yeah, so what was the first time that he saw us?
We missed the first year when you guys were doing sort of the theaters, and I know we were nearby, but I think from the second tour on, we've seen you every year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he was young. But that's the cool thing about this, and this is what, you know, Paul O'Neill, he set out to create something that was going to last through the ages. And
yeah.
And for us, Trans-Siberian Orchestra is a very fan-friendly group, organization, and, you know, always doing the autograph line and stuff after the shows. You mentioned your son. It's like, yeah, I remember little kids that are now married and bringing their own kids to these shows. It's like, wow, this is cool. You know, what a mark of success for us to be able to keep doing this year after year. But then you also, you know, you look back on it and you go, man, we've been doing this for a long time.
Wow,
so
yeah.
It's very, very cool.
You have quite a body of work and the CDs and everything else. Never mind the non-Christmas stuff like Beethoven's Last Night in the Night Castle. Things there, Jeff. And I know we're excited for the show. Please go online to WCHV.com. You'll see a little place to enter to win. We'll do a drawing in about a half hour or so, 45 minutes, and we'll do a drawing and give out a couple of more pairs. Thanks to Live Nation there. Is there discussion about new material, or do you just, you right now it's live in the moment and get on the road in about a month and then be here in Charlottesville in about 2 months?
Yeah, I would say a little bit of both. You know, when Paul left us, he also left us with a number of unfinished projects.
Oh.
And, you know, you throw in, you know, the chaos of losing Paul in the first place,
yeah,
and then COVID, and, you know, just a number of other factors. It's just taken a while to get things kind of sorted out and back to productive mode, you know, in that respect. There's a lot of material that's being talked about. So,
well,
you know, we keep our fingers crossed that we'll be able to get in there and get some of this done and, you know, let the world hear what Paul was doing.
Well, I know that if you need a CD, and I don't know how you've archived this, but we mentioned family memories. 1 year, I think my daughter, who's now about to graduate VCU, was about 4 years old, and you guys were playing in Philadelphia, and Paul came up to me, and I'm just a talk radio show host from a suburban radio station. I'm a nobody, but he comes up and goes, "You can't leave early." I said, "Paul, I never do." And I thought it was a little weird. He knew my wife was a huge Yes fan. And out comes John Anderson after the final encore, and my wife actually fell on the floor of the First Union Center in Philadelphia, and my daughter looks at me and says, "Is Mommy okay?" I said, yeah, she's more than okay. So maybe you guys should put together like a whole bunch of these these guest visits as a compilation, and because listening to you guys do Roundabout that night was amazing, and just an amazing moment, Jeff. But it was very cool. Thank you for those, and you know, it's an idea. Throw it out to the guys at Night Castle.
Yeah, that moment right there was so surreal for all of us. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, who else has actually played drums on Roundabout with John Anderson? You know, I'm one of like two or three people, and
yeah.
that was just so cool. But we had a string of special guests there for several years that were really. It was just a great gift to the fans, also for all of us on stage. You know, these guys were our heroes.
Yeah.
These guys are the reason that we do what we do. So.
Well, and there are a lot of musicians who do what they do because of you. Jeff Plate, drummer, going to see you here in Charlottesville at the John Paul Jones Arena in a couple of weeks. Get online. You can win some free tickets. If you don't get them for free from me, get them at Ticketmaster.com. Jeff, you have a great morning. Thank you so much for the visit, and we'll see you here in a couple of months.
You bet, Joe. Take care.
The original social media. Call Joe Thomas in the morning on anything.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
Really?
Oh, while we're young.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.